Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And you, well, thank you for listening, first of all. You can be locked in on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, Sirius XM Channel 158, a smart speaker. You can ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. You can be listening on CBSSportsRadio.com. Wherever, however you're listening, thank you very much. Shout outs to everybody on the roads, the highways, the byways, the delivery drivers, and Uber Eats, UPS, FedEx, Amazon, people helping and protecting other people. Thank you. You can hit me up anytime. I'm at JR Sport Brief on social media. The phone number here at CBS Sports Radio is 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. A busy day in the world of sports. Some introductory press conferences in the NFL following the opening of free agency. Derrick Henry spoke. Kirk Cousins spoke. Saquon Barkley spoke. Even had the general manager of the Ravens speak and tell everybody, hey, we're not looking to add Deebo Samuel. Forget anything and everything that you've heard. We also know that we got a bunch of conference championship games going on all over the country in college basketball. As we await Selection Sunday in both the men and women's game. And there's more that we're going to get into. Next hour, we know that spring training is underway. We've had some injuries in Major League Baseball. We've had some guys who've come up a little lame. We're going to talk to Dr. David Chow. He's going to join us next hour to really break down why some of these pitchers, why we got players who are hurt. And it's March, it's spring training. I thought you were supposed to come into the training period fresh. We got folks who are hurt already. I mean, sheesh. North Carolina Tar Heels beat the Seminoles 92-67 in the quarterfinals of the ACC tournament. I'm just giving you a score that popped up on one of the many screens here in the studio. So we'll keep you up to date on some of these other conference matchups. And there's some other news items I want to discuss as the show goes on. Aaron Rodgers in the news today, trying to, you know, rectify, or I should say clarify, some statements that were incorrectly attributed to him. Ben Simmons had another back surgery. The commentary surrounding Ben, well, Ben Simmons will be back ready to go next season is pretty laughable to me. And so we got a lot to do. 855-212-4CBS. I did mention last hour Kirk Cousins at his introductory press conference. You know, some people online who didn't appreciate the fact that he mentioned retiring a Falcon, this being a place that he could retire. Well, Kirk Cousins actually sat down with Charles Barkley, and he actually clarified what he wanted to do. And Kirk Cousins also let people know that, yeah, I made a lot of money here, but I'm here to win championships. Listen to what Kirk Cousins said to Charles Barkley.
Do you get mad as the first thing people think about is how much money you made?
I'm not going to apologize for the fact that it's been a great blessing financially for my family. But in my years in Atlanta, I certainly want it to be about won a Super Bowl and won a lot. And that becomes, you know, the last piece of my football career. I really just took the next step. All the way through my football career, it always led to great opportunities when it came to where to play and the contract, and my agent handled all that. But it really wasn't the driving force of why I left Washington or how long I stayed in Minnesota or coming to Atlanta.
Well, let me say this. It pisses me off.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe Charles Barkley wants a little bit of a loan to go gambling. I have no idea. And it is true. If you think about Kirk Cousins, he has a current contract, $180 million over 4 years that he just signed with the Falcons. If I have to continue on and think about what he has made throughout his NFL career up until now, it's $230 million. Okay, that is the fourth highest amount that any person has ever made in their career in NFL history. The only players who have made more money in career earnings are Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford, and Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson won himself a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers is himself a Super Bowl. Matthew Stafford won himself a Super Bowl. And Kirk Cousins, well, no Super Bowl there for Kirk Cousins. He's trying to do it with the Falcons, and so maybe misery loves company. I know that Mike Zimmer, former head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, not too much of a fan of Kirk Cousins, found him to be a little too, let's just say, careful, too slow to pull the trigger in the postseason. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Also, you want to talk about contracts? We don't know the financial details because contracts for head coaches and then also contracts are for general managers. They're not necessarily always shared publicly. But the Detroit Lions, after their success last year, going to the NFC Championship game, losing to the 49ers, or by the way, they had, what, a 24-7 lead, and Dan Campbell didn't want to take points, and he's didn't want to go for field goals. People say that he cost them the game. Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes, the GM, they got themselves some contract extensions. They now have deals that will last them through the 2027 season. And I got to give Dan Campbell a lot of credit. Because this man's first season, he went 3-13. Okay, this is the Lions. Nobody expected anything. Dan Campbell is here. If the Lions keep on losing, that would just be business as usual. The second season, Dan Campbell started the year 1-6 before the Lions turned things around and went 9-8. He was about this close, a hair close, to getting the boot. And they turned things around. And then this past season, the Lions, they really turned things around. I just told you, they went to the NFC Championship game despite the gambling of Dan Campbell. And we know this. The Lions are expected, once again, if their defense can actually do some work, they're expected to be one of the best teams in the NFC. And at least now we know, unless there's a complete disaster, that Dan Campbell will be around until 2027. And then we'll probably get more quotes from Dan Campbell because this man is passionate. He's one of the most passionate individuals I've seen in my life. I don't know how much of it has to do with coffee, how much of it has to do with his career in the NFL, but you might remember this. The Lions were highlighted during NFL Hard Knocks, HBO's Hard Knocks in 2022. And, well, listen to Dan Campbell talk to everybody. Why he loves and he emphasizes tackling drills. Listen.
I had a couple of you look at me like, what the f***? Why are we going live? I swear to God, I'm not a lunatic. I swear to you. And if I absolutely knew we could get to where we need to get without ever putting pads on, I'd do it. I swear to you. I don't want to put anybody in jeopardy. However, I do know this. The studies say you got to get volume and you got to get intensity before a season comes. You have to. If you don't, I'm not getting you prepared, not only physically for injury, but also for us as a team to get better. But I got a plan, I swear to you. All I think about is you guys. That's all I think about, man. That's all I think about is you guys and how I set you up for the best possible advantage I can give you to have a season. I swear to you, man. I just need you to trust me. That's all. Please.
Whoa. Wow. Hickey, you ready to run through a brick wall?
I'm ready to strap it up, put on some pads, and tackle nobody.
I got to give him credit. I mean, from a player's perspective, it appears that the players have his back. You know, even with his gambling ways, I remember how the season ended in that game against the Dallas Cowboys. It's like, damn it, bro, how many fourth downs do you want to go for? We know against the 49ers, he decided to leave points on the board and try to go for it. Could have been one of the big issues that cost them a legitimate chance of going to the Super Bowl. He is one of the most interesting characters in the entire NFL. And that also includes his famous commentary where he talked about biting kneecaps and cracking ankles and all of that stuff. So thank you, Dan Campbell, for sticking around. We knew that you were going to be back next year. And all things considered, unless you get the boot before then, we got this man until 2027. Thank you, Dan Campbell, and the fact that he played in the league and is an all-time tough guy, and that he still looks like he can snap every living human being in half. Hey, he got respect from me. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Baltimore and talk to Jonathan. Jonathan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR?
I'm great, Jonathan. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is this Kirk Cousins. And listening to you guys on the radio, you guys, and when you guys speak of Kirk Cousins, I mean, how the media just graze him and they love him. And I don't understand. And I was the guy who called last year about Lamar when they were just killing this guy. And I don't understand the love that Kirk Cousins gets. We just sit there and said, he made more money than anybody modern day. And he's fourth overall, like you said. And he said he's about to win. He wants to win championships. But nobody questioned. He's been to Washington. He's been to Minnesota. Now he's Atlanta. This guy has one playoff victory. Nobody ever mentions that.
One and
for some
four.
Reason.
Nah, I don't think so. I think, nah, you can't say that. It's been
I haven't heard it once. I heard it on one of the TV station.
Jonathan, I got to ask you this. You ready for this question? You ready? Are you God? Do you hear everything at all times? Do you hear everything?
I'm limited omniscient. Unlimited omniscient.
Sure. Now, I also am not God, and I don't hear everything. I think I have a good idea of what goes on. I have heard over the years people criticize Kirk Cousins. Hey, right before we went to break, I actually talked about Kirk Cousins and his criticisms, and I said that he's a little too careful in the postseason. I said his former head coach, Mike Zimmer, certainly wasn't a fan of Kirk Cousins. And so if you were looking for a criticism, I certainly gave you one a few minutes ago. Having said that, this is probably more indicative of how difficult it is in the NFL overall to have a good starting quarterback. I don't think anybody is going to wake up on the other side of the pillow, the other side of the bed, the other side of their sleep, and tell you that Kirk Cousins is elite. But he is one of the best quarterbacks in the game. And if I have to start thinking about individuals who don't have postseason success or haven't had postseason success, Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Nobody will dispute that. I know you can look at recent memory and just go, oh, he's saying this, or he's a wild dude, or he hasn't done. Well, yeah, it's been a while since he won a Super Bowl. And people have talked about how ineffective he's been in the postseason. Obviously, there's Lamar Jackson. And so right now, yeah, there's more of an acknowledgement of Kirk Cousins joining the team. But please believe the criticism will come. And in reality, it's been there, I'd say, throughout the majority of his career. I don't think so.
One thing I also look at the majority of his career, and I also look at this. Not only with the one playoff victory, the other thing they always talk about, oh, you can't stay healthy. This guy got a contract, a guaranteed $100 million contract, coming off an Achilles injury, and nobody see anything. It just seems how so seamless that he can get things, and no other quarterback, I can say no other quarterback, because I don't know. All I know is when I look at Justin Fields, and I look at Lamar Jackson, you probably know where I'm hitting at. It's funny how those guys got to prove everything. This guy has to prove nothing.
We're talking about the two black. Well, first of all, one thing that
Trump's doing it. Trump's trying to get our vote.
Jonathan, one thing that I will tell you, and I think you would know better than this, let's not put Justin Fields and Lamar Jackson in the same category outside of being black, okay? Because when it comes to football and the football field, the accomplishments, the growth, they are not in the same category. So I don't think that's fair. Now,
we talk about Lamar's accomplishments when it's based on Justin Fields.
No, Jonathan, let me be very clear. I'm gonna say this, and then we could go back and forth. But I think you know this. I don't know why you're arguing here. Justin Fields is not in the space of Lamar Jackson. Outside of the two being running quarterbacks and both being black, the Lamar Jackson is up here with two MVPs, with playoff appearances, and Justin Fields is getting ready to walk around carrying somebody's bags in a clipboard. And so if we want to go ahead, and thank you for calling from Baltimore, if we want to go ahead and go, oh, nobody criticizes Kirk Cousins, and oh, everybody's getting criticized. What are you talking about? Lamar Jackson gets beat. Hey, man, why are you passing the ball so damn much in the postseason? You're supposed to be the running quarterback. Why are you not running? Okay? Look, Kirk Cousins gets beat up for not winning. I told you he got beat up here in Atlanta, and he didn't get raked through the coals because he didn't play a game yet. But people are like, hey, man, why are you talking about retiring? Tell us about the championships first. And Justin Fields, you want to talk about criticism? Every NFL quarterback gets criticized. Everybody. Tom Brady got criticized. Tom Brady went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In his first season, the man won a championship. And let's never forget, this was in that terrible COVID year of 2020. He couldn't even practice and show up, and he had to figure out how to get his playbook and everything else. People were saying Tom Brady was washed in November, that Tom Brady doesn't have it anymore, that Tom Brady is throwing ducks. Tom Brady walked away as the Super Bowl MVP, beating the Kansas City Chiefs. Come on. Everybody, every quarterback gets criticized. The most successful of quarterbacks get criticized. And so I'm going to say this once again, because I still can't believe these names went in the same sentence outside of both being black. Lamar Jackson and Justin Fields. Look at the ledger. Look at the accomplishments. Look at what they've done. One is a hell of a lot more accomplished than the other guy. And the other one is just trying to hold on to a job, and it doesn't appear that there are teams that want him right now. Come on. Let's be fair. Everybody. Russell Wilson getting criticized. Aaron Rodgers getting criticized. Matthew Stafford getting criticized. Goff gets moved and exiled. Hey, go to Siberia and play for the Lions. And he ends up winning with them, going to an NFC championship game. Matthew Stafford criticized before he won. And now it's just like, oh, is he healthy? Everybody, man. Hickey, did I miss something here? Everybody's up for criticism. Even the best.
Really, outside of Patrick Mahomes, and there were people, if you remember in 2020, and that game you're talking about with Tom Brady, we had no offensive line, people were wondering, is Patrick Mahomes to blame for some of the blowout loss that they faced to the Buccaneers? There is nobody, truly nobody on this planet that is blame-proof.
Oh, blame, not at all. Especially, you talk about Patrick Mahomes, I remember that stretch too. People looked at Patrick Mahomes in a regular season and it's, oh my God, Patrick Mahomes is doing too much. Patrick Mahomes is always looking for the home run. Patrick Mahomes has regressed. What? Everybody gets criticized. It's hard and difficult having a starting caliber quarterback in the NFL. Somebody that you believe in, that you can say, here is a 4-year deal, $180 million. Kirk Cousins is not the worst options, okay? If you want to tell me that a team decided to give Justin Fields $180 million over the next 4 years, then I would go ahead and say, oh, yeah, you're nuts, you're crazy. This isn't the worst thing to happen to Kirk Cousins. And, yeah, hindsight, we can be a Monday morning quarterback a year or 2 years from now if he blows out his other Achilles. But the fact is, Kirk Cousins has been one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Are you going to wake up and call him elite? No. If I have to look at what he did last season before he got hurt, he was certainly handling business in the MVP conversation, the early MVP conversation, with more than 2,000 yards passing to go along with 18 touchdowns. I'm going to let you know that this portion of the show is sponsored by the new Hyundai Tucson, available with complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Now it's easy to use your phone to control your Tucson. It's the JR Sport Re-Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, speaking of Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, could you really believe there's a possibility that the Chiefs might leave Kansas City? I'm going to tell you about it on the other side. A matter of fact, you'll hear from one of their executives. I'm not joking. It's the JR Sport Re-Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost. My turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Why can't we all just get along? Why can't we be friends? There's a whole song about that. Go ahead, look it up. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk about the expansion of the college football playoff. We're going to get into some of these injury issues in sports right now, especially as it pertains to Major League Baseball. It's just, there's so much going on. One of the elements that I mentioned before we went to break is that in Kansas City, the Chiefs, we know they just won another Super Bowl. The Kansas City Chiefs have one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time in Patrick Mahomes. Now, despite that, the Kansas City Chiefs have been scrutinized, at least by their own players and the Players Association, for having one of the cheapest owners in the NFL. Okay? You can think about Clark Hunt. NFL Players Association had their yearly survey and said that this guy is a cheapskate, that he did not invest into the player facilities the way he said he would. And then it also came about that Clark Hunt, that his suite at Arrowhead Stadium is basically like a mini mansion. You look like, well, it's like a suite in the front, but it's like a party in the back. The suite extends into multiple levels and looks like a rich person's house. Okay? You would think with all of this success, the Kansas City Chiefs would be able to move around and do whatever the hell they want to do, right? That they can invest into the facilities and that the community would go ahead and support it. This is a team that has been in Kansas City since 1963. We know about their championships. You only have one, Super Bowl IV, and then they picked up three more here with Patrick Mahomes at the helm. This is the greatest success that the Chiefs have had in their existence. Well, like a lot of places, they want to update the stadium. They want improvements. They want to turn it into a new age place. And I've been out to Arrowhead. Not the most glamorous of facilities. Maybe if it was a little bit more glamorous, some of the individuals who had frostbite wouldn't be facing amputations. Now, having said that, Chiefs president Mark Donovan basically said, if we don't get more money locally from the government, then we might have to leave Kansas City. What? Take a listen to this. This is Mark Donovan talking about taking the Chiefs and even the Royals out of Kansas City. This is courtesy of KSHB 41.
Could the Royals leave Kansas City, Missouri?
I can't answer that for the Royals. I just know that for us, the Chiefs, we would have to look at all of our options.
Do those options include leaving Kansas City, Missouri?
I think they would have to include leaving Kansas City, but our goal here is that we want to stay here. And we're willing to accept a deal, which is actually better for the county to stay here.
What? So what does this mean? They're going to move from Kansas City, Missouri to Kansas City, Kansas? Are they just going to go ahead and, I don't know, jump the border? Because let's be real. Kansas City Chiefs ain't leaving Kansas City. They're not leaving the metropolitan area. They're not going anywhere. That'd be a disaster. It's like the New York Yankees saying, hey, by the way, guys, we're just going to up and move our team from New York. Hickey, pick a place. Go ahead, pick a place.
Oakland.
Yeah, it's not happening. And I get it. It's New York. New York Yankees, one of the most valuable professional sports franchises on planet Earth. Get that, understand it. Here's where it boils down to. Mark Donovan wants more money invested from the city. That's what it is. They want the city to help fund the stadium renovations. This is going to get voted on April 2nd. The Hunt family, I told you they were cheapskates. I did, right? The Hunt family would like to contribute just $300 million to the renovations, even though they're worth $25 billion. There's $800 million worth of renovations that they want to do. They want to contribute $300. Do some math. $800, take away $300 is $500. They want the county, the city, the taxpayers to come up with $500 million when they could pretty much, I guess, fund this themselves. But hell, what do I know about billionaires and their finances? I guess they're billionaires for a reason. Part of it is not spending money. Unless you want to go out and just renovate your own suite. And so the Kansas City Chiefs, it doesn't look good. And we've all learned about publicly financed stadiums and, you know, what is the real benefit to the city outside of rooting for the teams. And in a lot of cases, do the fans care at the end of the day? Do they? I just know the Chiefs aren't going anywhere. This is, to me, just amounts to a political threat just to push buttons and put pressure on the government. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Lee is here from Cincinnati. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on, Lee?
Not much, JR. Thanks for taking my call. And I got to, first of all, say I think Kansas City, I think the Chiefs might move to St. Louis.
That's just why are you putting that in the atmosphere? You really think that'll happen?
No, but I just thought I'd throw that out there just for the heck of it, just to see if it gets any traction.
Yeah, I know.
Chiefs
I know that.
Never leaving.
I know that people
are never leaving. Casey.
Yeah, there are people in St. Louis who are still mad about where the Rams are right now. Yeah.
Yeah, but what I got to ask you about is this: I think that the Falcons, and you being from Atlanta, I think you got a bigger investment in the Falcons than most people on talk shows. I think the Falcons made a mistake going after Cousins. I think they should have gone ahead and tried to get Russell Wilson who I think is a comparable quarterback to Cousins, and they could have got him for next to nothing and then spent their money on free agent for defense, and they could have a juggernaut that nobody would be able to beat. What do you think?
I'm not so sure on that. I think that Kirk Cousins, even – I know this sounds crazy for a dude who's coming off of Achilles surgery. Kirk Cousins is a safer option. Like, Kirk Cousins is just going to come and play football. If he's going to get criticized, it's going to be because he's too passive. He's not going to be showing up. Like, when you bring in Russell Wilson, you get more than that. Russell Wilson has something to prove as a player. I know Kirk Cousins is coming off of an injury, but Russell Wilson as an NFL player – he has a little bit more stink on him. Now, look, I wouldn't be opposed to bringing in Russell Wilson. But I'll tell you this. You get Russell Wilson. You get the, how can I say this? You get the Hollywood element of criticism. You get the press conferences. Mm-hmm. You get the and not to say Kirk Cousins won't do charitable, but everything that Russell Wilson does, in a lot of cases, always seems a lot about Russell Wilson. And he's very different than Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, over the past few years, seems to be embraced a whole hell of a lot more by his teammates. You know, they're celebrating with him. They're throwing chains on him. They're dancing. I just think it makes a little bit more sense, A, to have clarity in the long term and not bring on someone like Russell Wilson, who's a reclamation project. Would it have made sense, I think, for one season? Yeah. Couldn't have made sense for multiple seasons? Yeah. But one thing I think that they would not wanted to have done is go, well, we got it done this year, and let's try again next year. Oh, it didn't work. Now we got to look for another quarter. At least they have some type of stability with Kirk Cousins.
Well, I understand that, and I agree with you completely about that. But the thing is let's face it, Russell Wilson isn't done. He didn't have a – everybody's trying to say he was had such a bad year last year. He didn't have a bad year last year. You know?
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. He threw 26 touchdowns, which would have been a hell of a lot better than what Ritter and Heinicke went out there and did. And so it's not so much about Russell Wilson being done. This is what it boils down to. Russell Wilson has to prove that he can still go out and be a winning quarterback. That's it. Like, for that end, there's no dispute. I mean, we can go ahead and take a look at what he has had to work with. We can look at the Broncos offensive line. We can look at all the weapons that got injured and hurt with the Broncos. We can go through all of that. But the facts are, people will look at him, they will look at the criticism that he's received over the past 10 years, they can look at how things ended in Seattle, and I think, privately, he would tell you that he could have handled that better. And I think the situation in Denver, he handled it how it is, but Sean Payton basically took a dump on him on the way out. And so I'm not dumping on him as a player, but you would agree with me that Russell Wilson, he got a little bit of a stink on him right now, no?
Yeah, he's not the best teammate. I understand exactly where he's coming from. But he does have one thing that Kirk Cousins doesn't have. He's got a Super Bowl ring. He has led a team to the promised land. You know what I mean?
Sure.
He knows how to do it. And so that's why.
Well, I get it, Lee, and thank you for calling from Cincinnati. But there's certainly no guarantee that because he has one Super Bowl ring, and could have had another one if Malcolm Butler didn't snatch one of his passes out the air. Well, what does that mean? Is Russell Wilson going to wake up and just, hit a button and poof, another Super Bowl ring is going to pop up? Like, yeah, he has one. That don't mean that he's going to go out there and get another one. And let's also be real. Does he know what it means to win? Does he know the feeling? Yeah, he gave us a whole soliloquy about one day having or hoisting the Vince Lombardi trophy and feeling that tingle again. That's what he said. But when he won it, in the years after he won it, people said, oh, Russell, he's game manager out there. Like, they ran the ball. Give it to Marshawn. Oh, yeah, we got the Legion of Boom. We got the defense. And then we ended up with let Russell cook. So, since Russell Wilson, quote-unquote, wanted to go cook, what has he cooked? Is he feeding you a good meal? Has he cooked up a Vince Lombardi? Yeah, he was there for the championship. He helped win the championship. He was a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. God bless him. But are you going to tell me that he was the centerpiece that took him there? I'm not going to take away his help. But come on, that was a solid team. Solid defense, solid run game. And he did a solid job of helping to go there. But he won the end-all, be-all. Let's not forget that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. for CBS. Yeah, I don't think the Kansas City Chiefs are going anywhere. That ain't happening. I'm going to tell you about somebody who is going somewhere. His name is Ben Simmons. I'm also going to tell you about a college coach who played in the NBA. It looks like he's going somewhere. He got the boot. We're going to talk about injuries. We're going to get into this expansion of the college football playoff that is expanding again.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. As we continue on with the show, next hour we're going to get into a lot of these injuries that we have going on in Major League Baseball. Gerrit Cole, we know Shohei Ohtani got his $700 million, and he's hurt again. With that elbow, just recovering from pitching, he'll be available to hit this year. Aaron Judge is sore. We have Dr. David Chow, who's going to join us next hour. We're also going to spend some time looking at what looks to be a finalized plan to expand the college football playoff again. You heard me correctly, again. Later this season, it's going to be 12 teams that are going to be participating in the playoff, and it looks like we might only have two seasons of that before we move to 14, and it's just like, well, just let everybody in. Why don't you? So we'll get into all of that as we continue on. And speaking of injuries, this is really sad. Is Ben Simmons, a man who's been a multiple-time All-Star, three-time All-Star, All-Defensive Team, man was drafted number one overall in 2016, is Ben Simmons a bust? Like, is there an opportunity for him to turn things around? We found out today that Ben Simmons had his second back surgery in 3 years. And let's remember, Ben Simmons joined the Brooklyn Nets. He's traded over to the Brooklyn Nets in the 2021-22 season. He's only played 57 games since then. He's only played 57 games since then. And part of the report, part of the announcement from the Brooklyn Nets says that he's expected to be ready for the start of training camp. Training camp typically gets going in late September, early October. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, we're really supposed to trust in the health of Ben Simmons? Now, look, anybody with a back issue can tell you there's nothing fun about having a back issue. And he had surgery to remove, or not remove, but to alleviate a pinched nerve in his back. And this is the second one in 3 years. And so am I to believe that this is all of a sudden going to get better as he gets older? The Brooklyn Nets have to pay him this year. The Brooklyn Nets have to pay him $40 million next season. And I have no idea what this guy's career is going to look like. Let's just say, as an overall, the odds are not high in his favor that he's going to return and that he's going to get better. I hope that's the case. It's just a sad story. And for comparison's sake, if you want to take a look at this, LeBron James has played more games as a Los Angeles Laker than Ben Simmons has played in his entire career. Let me say that again. And we know about LeBron James. We talked about him last night, one of the most impactful free agent signings ever when he decided to go to Miami. Been known to bounce around a little bit. LeBron James joined the Lakers in 2018. 2018, LeBron joined the Lakers. LeBron has played more games for the Lakers than Ben Simmons has played in his entire career. It's nuts. Good luck to him. And then also, by the way, the other guy from Philadelphia, who happens to still be there, Joel Embiid. We know that he had a procedure on his knee to help fix his torn meniscus. There have been some concerns about whether or not he is going to return. A matter of fact, listen, this is what he said 2 weeks ago when he finally spoke to the media. And he was asked, hey, Joel Embiid, are you coming back to the Sixers this season?
Joe, are you going to come back this season?
That's the plan. Obviously, everything has to go right. As far as, getting healthy and being as close as I'm supposed to be. That's the plan.
So, we have some conflicting reports. So that was 2 weeks ago. No certainty as to whether or not Joel Embiid is going to return. And then yesterday there was a report that he might not return. And today there was a report via NBC Sports' John Clark. The Sixers expect their star center back in action by the first or second week in April, which means he would at least be able to finish the regular season. Fingers crossed. The 76ers have basically started to hit the toilet without Joel Embiid, okay? They are 10-21 without Joel Embiid this season. They are 26-7 with him in the lineup. They have fallen into sixth place in the East. And if they keep on falling, they're going to fall into the play-in tournament. 855-212-4CBS. Rick is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Beat Show. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, JR. 2 cents real quick, getting back to Russell Wilson. You said he had a little stink on him, and I think the Steelers thrive with a little stank on them. I think Mike Tomlin thrives with a little stank on them. They always got something to prove. They got a good defense. They got a good running game. And they went to the playoffs with Mason Rudolph, and we all saw how that turned out. But can't tell me that might not have been a different game with Russell Wilson under center instead of Mason Rudolph.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it's going to be a good fit for them.
No, I agree with you. No, the previous caller talked about whether or not Russell Wilson was a good fit for the Falcons. And I said that picking Kirk Cousins over Russell Wilson here in Atlanta made more sense. That doesn't have anything to do with the Steelers deciding to bring on Russell Wilson because, similar to the Falcons, their quarterback play was deficient. And so, yeah, I think Russell Wilson is a better fit for the Steelers. He gets to show up. And if he works out, they can kind of keep him around. They, like the Falcons, have been looking for their quarterback since they basically, in a nice way, told Ben Roethlisberger, hey, go ahead and take a hike. We're not paying you anymore. And so, yeah, he got stink on him. But I think the Steelers, for what they're doing, I think he fits in better.
Yeah, I think that stink's going to do well for him, to be honest. They're that kind of team that hangs around late in games. They win ugly games.
Rick, the stink that I'm talking about is more so to do with how he's received and how people feel about him. And thank you for calling from Baltimore. For instance, I got a message that I shared earlier today on social media, and it was basically an image of Carlton from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, who, if you ever watched The Fresh Prince, Carlton was the goody two-shoes. Carlton was the guy that everybody looked at and just, he was trying to figure himself out. Well, somebody put a photo up of Carlton and said, hey, the Pittsburgh Steelers have signed Russell Wilson, and it was a photo of Carlton from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. We had KJ Wright, one of his teammates, right here on the show about a month ago. KJ Wright talked about how, hey, I've had conversations with Russell Wilson, and we've talked about how he understands that he could have been a better teammate, or if not a better teammate, just ingratiated himself, been a little bit close-knit with his teammates. So this ain't nothing new. And so when I say stink on him, was it a nice ending in Seattle? No, it wasn't. Was it a nice ending in Denver? No, it wasn't. I mean, from Seattle, it was, well, I'm not trying to force my way out. And, well, you kind of did. When you get to Denver, it's like, oh, well, this man has his own office, and we're not doing that. And he doesn't need to play quarterback like he's running for office. Like, he got a little bit of stink on him. And yes, maybe playing for the Steelers. If they win, he's going to be fully embraced. The fan base will want him back for an additional year. If they win, nobody will care. And a little bit of that stink will go away, and maybe Russell Wilson will have a little bit more of a shine and not necessarily be so dull in the court of public opinion. I think the Steelers are a good space. Absolutely. It's the JR Sportbeat Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you want to know what stinks, is that here we are in the middle of March. I know, kind of crazy, it's already March. And that Major League Baseball is dealing with injuries to some of its biggest stars. Gerrit Cole, Judge, happen to be on the same team. Ohtani won't be pitching this year. What the hell is going on in Major League Baseball? I thought they were training. I thought they were warming up. Yeah, they are. Already hurt. We're going to discuss it. We're going to get into this expansion of the college football playoff. It looks inevitable. There's a lot going on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/grow.